Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Hey, in our studios, we have some special guests with us we've invited in because we have something exciting to talk about. We've got Kelly Fernalls and Angie Young here in the studio. They're friends, right? You're friends, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We tolerate each other.
Yeah, they started a podcast on social media, and I thought it'd be nice to visit with them and talk about that a little bit. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll start with you, Kelly.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, this is super fun.
Yeah. Well, we're not done yet, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. I'm married to Matt, and I live in Madison. I grew up in Hutchinson.
Oh, you did?
So I am. I came here when I married Matt. I grew up in Hutch, and then I've lived here now for almost 13 years, and we have three kids.
13 years already.
13 years. All right. Yep. So that's almost like a professional Madison person, right?
Yep. You're one of us now.
Right. We have three kids. Yep. 10, 8, and 6. And they are Jackson, Grady, and Bryn. And that's kind of how Angie and I got to know each other was through our kids. They're similar ages.
Okay.
And yeah, we live in the country. So that's been an experience.
Did you grow up in the country?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in town.
City girl, then.
Yes. City girl.
Okay.
And Hutchinson is kind of a city now. I don't know if I'd have called that when I was growing up, but yeah. So now I live in the country and across from some lovely pig barns that give us some beautiful aromas.
You have to talk about that on your podcast.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Okay. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay.
If you would have asked anyone, they would never have said, this is the life I would have had.
Oh, really?
Okay. No. And I would have never said that either. I was probably going to live in Minneapolis or a bigger city. And I do love the city. And I make a point to make sure my kids get to the cities and bigger cities because I think it's a good experience. But now that this is my life, I enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Good. And Angie, how about you? Local hometown girl, right?
Born and raised here. I grew up here. I graduated here. Jason, my husband, and I lived in Moorhead for almost 9 years. And then we decided to move back once we were pregnant with our second child. We just wanted to be closer to home. Daycare is significantly cheaper here. Yeah. So yeah, we just wanted to be back by family. So we came back and I had a couple different odd jobs for a while. And then I settled in as a special ed teacher in Dawson.
Okay.
So that's where I've been now for, this will be my 8th year.
Okay.
Doing that. And I also have three kids, 10, 7, and 6. They're very close to Kelly. They're very, very close in age.
Yep.
We live in town. I've never lived in the country.
Okay.
We have always been in town. I don't know if I'd survive out in the country.
Good. So how did you two meet then?
I think we've met in a couple different ways, but I think the first place we ever met was ECFE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Kelly was
ECFE in Madison.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Kelly was teaching, and I started with Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him there every Monday, and then we kind of just became, acquaintances at that time.
Good.
And then we were on the Little Blessings preschool board together.
Yep.
And now I'm the president of that board. She's the teacher. So we have, we've just kind of,
good friends then.
Yeah.
All right.
Really good friends.
So you have to tell me about this podcast. You guys are becoming famous fast here.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Overnight stars.
Overnight stars. Tell me about this podcast you guys put together. How did it start? And just talk about that a little bit.
I think probably like a year ago, maybe, I was talking about something, or we were texting back and forth about something, and I jokingly said, we should just really start a podcast about this, about like the frustrations of living in a small town, or the good things about it. And then we kind of just didn't talk about it for a while. And then really the past, I don't know,
6 months or
so, we talked about it a little bit more. And maybe the quarantine made us crazy. And like
we really amped it up and we
decided that we wanted to do it. So we're like, let's do it. We wanted to have a place for other, not only moms, but women in small towns to be like, oh my gosh, other people are going through the same kinds of things that we're going through.
Professionally, at home, just all those things that we do.
So what is the subject of your podcast then, basically?
In a nutshell, it's Life in a small town.
Yeah.
Okay. Life in a small town.
Yeah. And our name is Lifestyle Burrito because it's pretty much just everything.
Talk about how you come up with the Lifestyle Burrito.
Lifestyle
What's that?
Lifestyle Burrito.
What is that?
Well, that just honestly came from a name generator online. Because we couldn't come up with something. Like, it's so hard to find a name.
We wanted it catchy and fun.
Yeah. We did this name generator and it pushed out a bunch of names, and then my husband's like, well, you have to do Lifestyle Burrito because it doesn't make any sense at all. And then it stopped because then we're like, oh my gosh, this is it. Okay, yeah. This is what we're going with.
And the more we thought about it, it does kind of make sense because it's just a lifestyle podcast for women and moms and small town peeps, and it's just kind of everything wrapped up together, all kinds of different topics. So.
I think it's a great content. Good subject matter. I think a lot of people are interested in hearing from you too.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
We're really having fun. So
that's the best thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was kind of the point. We are having fun doing it, and it's been a creative thing for us to do other than our housework and our jobs. And
So you have a cup of coffee over this, or what do you do?
Yep. Usually,
where do you do the podcast at?
It has been at my house in town.
At our kitchen table.
At my kitchen table.
One time on the couch.
Oh, yeah, because the kids were on the couch. All there and they were being loud.
We're so super professional.
So, no, usually we're just, sitting at the kitchen table.
Yep.
So what have been some of the podcasts about then that you got going here? Subject matter, like.
So our first one was just kind of an introduction about ourselves. Our second episode was about Madison specifically, just our small town. And then we've covered friendships. We did a two-part or two episodes on friendship. And then we did one, which I think we could probably do 80 more episodes on the awkward things that happen in a small town.
Absolutely.
And I think there's so much more that we could do with that too. Yes. But those have been the topics that we've done so far.
Awesome. Yes. So what's the response been from...
We've had such great response. It seems like people are really enjoying it. We've had a lot of people say, like, I just want to, like, hang out with you guys, or it seems like we're already friends. And that's, like, the biggest compliment to us. That's exactly what we want.
Well, and I've, like, when I'm out at golf league or whatever, people will come up to me and be like, hey, this is something you should talk about. This is something you should talk about. I'm like, oh, so people want this. They want more of this. So it's
great.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yep. It sounds like you guys have fun on the podcast. I've listened to all five of them, and you make me laugh.
Well, good.
Thank you. Good.
That's our aim is, we can talk about some heavy things, but we want to keep it light, too. And, I mean, funny. A little funny.
That's right.
If we can.
So, all right. If people want to listen to the podcast, how can they do it?
If you want to listen to the podcast, you can listen to it wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Mm-hmm. You can find us at Lifestyle Burrito on Facebook. You can find us at lifestyle.burrito on Instagram, or just Google Lifestyle Burrito and
comes up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what's the website, or not the website, but what's it called that you use?
We are on Anchor Podcast. Okay. So you can also, find
it. And Angie, you picked Anchor because
it was
easy to work with?
It's super easy to work with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's
been a really good platform.
Because we literally have no idea what we're doing. So we just have to click record and it works out pretty well.
We just really like to talk and laugh. So now you all get to benefit.
That's right. That's good, Kelly. Talk a little bit about in 10 years, where's Lifestyle Burrito going to be?
Ooh.
10 years.
Hollywood?
Maybe. Well, we were talking to Paul a little bit about how we need to get somebody famous to like our podcast. Right. So hopefully we have, more followers. I don't know.
Yeah. In all seriousness, we just really enjoy doing it. And we really, our main goal is, like, if we can just have one or two people listen to an episode and be like, yes, that's like just what I needed to hear today. That is our goal. And we just really, truly enjoy doing it. So that's our goal. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So help Kelly and Angie out here. Go to Lifestyle Burrito. They're on Facebook, Instagram. And you're working on Twitter, I understand.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. And like their page, follow them. You can subscribe.
It's easy to subscribe. If you subscribe, that will give you updates and notifications for each episode. So that's a good way to do it.
And there's ways to comment to them on through Facebook or whatever, huh?
For yeah, sure.
So, yeah. Or stop us on the street if you're, you know, local. Yep. That's great.
All right. Thanks for coming in. That's been
Thanks for having us. I'm looking forward
to the next episode. This is a weekly thing, right?
Yep. A weekly podcast. That's the plan. Yep.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, it's been fun. Thank you.
All right. There we go. Kelly Fernalls and Angie Young, Lifestyle Burrito Podcast. Like it today.